Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you listening, Jagzone Live or Jagzone World, ahead of today's fixture here at Fir Hill. It's Partick Thistle against Inverness Cali Thistle. A vital 3 points at stake for the Jags. A victory today could go a long way to cementing our top six situation, and at the same time, perhaps just putting to an end any thoughts of relegation for once and for all. But that's only going to be achieved by victory today. And there are two changes to the Thistle starting 11, because Danny Devine is out through injury, and one change also sees Muzzy Dumbaya come back in at the expense of Christy Elliott. Formation will change. Thistle will go in a 4-2-3-1 formation. In goal will be Thomas Cherney. Back four of Muzzy Dumbaya, Niall Keown, Liam Lindsay, and on the left-hand side, Callum Booth. The two sitting players will be Abdul Osman and Adam Barton. Wide on the right will be Chris Erskine. Wide on the left, the returning Stevie Lawless. Ryan Edwards in the number 10 role. And up front will be Chris Doolan. Two away from that 100. Let's take a look at the Inverness side, and then we'll call upon our special guest, Stuart Bannigan. Obviously, we've called you in, Stuart. You're in a good run of form with when you've been up here, and obviously important 3 points today, so we've had to call in the lucky charms.
Yeah, I think the manager had a wee word to you, said get me up here, because we've been doing really well when I've been up, so you're happy to be here.
So let's look at the Inverness team then. It's Owen Fawn-Williams, Raven, Warren, Polworth, Vigers, Mackay, that's Billy Mackay, Tansy, Lang, Brad Mackay, and Anier. Not quite sure as to formation lineup. They're missing a couple of players. Their subs are Hoban, McNaughton, Ebbe, Fisher, Bowden, King, and Cole. I think before we look at our lot, Stuart, we'll look at their team, and they're going to miss Ross Draper big time, because he's been a key figure for them. Carl Tremarco has been missing a couple of games anyway, but he misses out. And you've got to feel that's an area we've got to be looking to exploit.
Yeah, Ross Draper's a very combative midfield player. He's, you know, he's all over the park. You know, he brings size as well to the Inverness team, which will, you know, be a big loss for him today. We've got a bit of height in the midfield as well with Abdul and Adam Barton in there, so we'll be looking to dominate in the middle of the park. As you said, we don't quite know what formation they're going to be playing yet, because it's just came down in a sort of straight line, so we don't know exactly what formation. But I've heard murmurs over the other side of a back three, so we'll need to wait and see when the game starts, how they're setting up.
From our perspective, the 4-2-3-1, it's flexible. Our whole system is flexible and adaptable. That can switch to 4-3-3, 3-4-3. There's just endless combinations, isn't there?
Yeah, well, listen, we'll play 4-2-3-1 for probably the majority of the time we've been up in this division. The players know it really well, they'll be comfortable with it. It's sort of just back to, you know, sort of the basics. We've played the back three for a good number of weeks now, you know, but it gives other players a wee chance to come in and show what they can do.
Absolutely. We've missed Danny Devine because he's been in excellent form. He seems to dislike playing against his whole club. That's the second of the three games he's now missed.
I think he must have it in his contract or something. He's not allowed to play with him.
He played the first one.
No, Danny's been excellent in this month. I think he won the player of the month there as well. You know, he'll be a big loss, but absolutely no problem for Liam and Niall just to slip back and go into a back two.
What do you think has been the fundamental difference to a defence that was leaking goals, clumsy goals rather than being cut open or carved open, to now where they look really, really solid?
It comes down to hard work, really. That, you know, I'm there sort of every day, seeing the training at times, and the manager drills them every day in defensive shape and makes sure we don't give away any silly goals, because he knows as well as Andre that it's so important not to concede the first goal in this league. So it comes down to hard work, and, you know, with that came the results at the start, and that breeds confidence. So, you know, the boys have been doing magnificent, but it all comes down to the training pitch and hard work on there.
Big day, big week for Ryan Edwards. He's got a call up to the initial 30-man squad for the Aussie big day. And speaking to him on Thursday, boy, that means a lot to him, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was delighted. You know, well deserved. I think he's been great this year for us in most of the games. I don't know how it works. Is it cut down to 23? Is it?
23, yep, yeah. Next week.
But even to get called down to the 30s is a big thing for him. At least he knows then he's round about the manager's thoughts. So that's a great achievement for him. Fingers crossed that he gets into 23, because, you know, he's been round about it anyway. He's been under 23, maybe captain, I think, as well. So you get the call up to the main team, the first team national squad, would be a very proud moment for him and his family, I'm sure.
There are international managers willing to call up Partick Thistle players. Should that be spread further and wider to other international managers, maybe even closer to home?
Well, it all comes down to the players performing, really, at the end of the day. I think as well, and it's no offence to our club, but at Partick Thistle, I think you'll need to be a standout most weeks to even get considered. So it'll be a hard job, but we're performing well, and people are starting to take notice of Partick Thistle and how well we're doing. So you never know, but I think as players, you just get your head down and work hard, and hopefully the recognition comes.
Absolutely. Today, though, no doubt is again key. Flair players must be Flair players today.
Yeah, but with the 4-2-3-1, as you said, it's very flexible. They can move about. Stevie Lawless can move about and interchange with Ryan Edwards, Chris Erskine. They all do the same sort of thing. So it'll be key to make sure we hurt Inverness when we get in behind our midfield line and pick the right option.
Well, we're going to have the first of our interviews now, and manager Alan Archibald we caught up with a couple of hours ago to talk through the team. Alan, big game this afternoon against Inverness, and well, as we said when we talked earlier on in the week, a very different type of game to what we experienced last week.
Yeah, totally different. I think Aberdeen have stepped up a level. I think you can see that in the performances recently. So, no, without being disrespectful to Inverness, a different type of game. Hopefully one that we'll have more of the ball than we did last week. And hopefully we can cause them a lot more problems offensively, because we didn't, I think, muster a shot on target last week. So we've got to improve on that.
One change to the starting 11, Stevie Lawless in, Danny Devine out. Now, I'm no coaching guru, but I suspect that's not a like-for-like replacement.
No, it's not. Obviously, Danny, disappointed for him. He took a bad knock last week. It's not as bad as we first thought. We thought we were going to have to scan him. We might not have to do that now. The swelling's been down a good bit. So Dan's been ever so consistent. So he's a big loss, but Stevie comes in, makes it a bit more offensive, and we'll go back to a back four this week.
Absolutely. Inverness are a team that they're sort of kind of difficult to gauge what kind of performance they're going to come out, and they're missing a couple of key players today, and perhaps that uncertainty is something we can build upon.
Yeah, they are. I think that the big loss is the boy Draper. Obviously, Tremarco's been missing the last few games, and the boy Draper's been very, very good for them. He sat in front of the back four, actually, the last couple of games, and made them a lot more solid against Hearts and Rangers. So, no, it'll be a different game. It's a game they've got to win. I think we read the manager's comments. He doesn't care how he wins, if they win ugly. So it might be an ugly match, but as I always say to the players, it's got to be more to us. That's our incentive today. We've got a massive chance to stay in the top six again today, and the players have worked so hard to get there, and that'll be my lasting message to them, is don't let them take it away from you.
Absolutely. Plenty of flair in the team in the offensive zones, and you'll be looking for them to basically keep the pressure on that Inverness defence from minute one to minute 90.
Yeah, we've got a front four players that will go and cause them problems, hopefully. Ryan Edwards, Erskine, and Stevie Lawless, and David Amoo was unlucky to miss out today, so he's going to go with David as well and try and squeeze him in there as well. But I thought, as long as Squiddy is still effective, he's still close to duels, him and Ryan Edwards can interchange in positions, I don't mind, but we must still be hard to beat, and that's something that we worked this good run on, was being hard to beat, stopping across the corner box and limiting teams to very little chances, and we've got to do that today as well, and also be very creative if we can.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've come on to a little bit of form. I know last week was a blip, but we've created a lot more chances, especially the home games in recent weeks, so that's something that hopefully that the confidence the boys can take from.
Yeah, and it's massive. The clean sheet record that we had was really, really good, and we want to keep that going in the league. We want to keep on doing it, and without taking anything away from our attacking options. And the same, we're putting more attacking players in the team today. We want to make sure we're still very, very tight at the back. So we need to make sure we get that balance. The rain's been good as well. The weather, it's rained for a couple of days now. Hopefully that will help the pitch, because obviously the grass is going a bit thin. So, no, hopefully we can get it down and play. But if we need to play ugly, we need to play ugly as well.
And two fullbacks in the fullback role today who really do like to get forward, and you've got to be looking for them to basically be extra creative attacking players.
Yeah, no, definitely. They've got a role to do and get up and down the pitch. Obviously, Christie's unlucky to miss out today. I thought he was outstanding last week at Aberdeen, one of our better players. But we've got with Muzzy, we're at home. Hopefully Muzzy will get us up the pitch as a good out ball. And Callum, and hopefully he's back to what we expect of him. Down that left-hand side, he's usually got a great relationship with Stevie Lawless. And we'll look for good creativity to come for the fullbacks as well.
And as we saw in the Hamilton game, though, patience has to be brought into the equation, because it wasn't pretty first half, but it became stretched in the second. It may be something similar.
Yeah, maybe. We might have to change our tactics. We had to do it against Hamilton. Hamilton were the better team. Their shape is working better than ours. So, look, there's no mugs in this league. We know that everybody, from top to bottom, is capable of beating each other. So we need to be on our guard. And Inverness might throw something different. They played a three at the back a few weeks ago against Dundee. So we need to be ready for whatever they've got to throw at us. But make sure that we can adapt as well, and make sure that we are confident, and we show that hopefully we're still in the top six at the end of this game.
Absolutely. And you touched on
that top six. That's really the next logical step for this team to take, isn't it, to get into that top six and stay at the split?
Yeah, well, we've done the hard bit in getting there. The first major stumbling block was getting there. We've done that. Now the gauntlet is down to the players. Can we go and stay there? And it's in our own hands to go and do that. We've got some good fixtures, winnable fixtures, and we've got to grasp it now.
Let's wish you well for today.
Thank you.
That's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald, which we spoke to earlier on. And Stuart is dead right in quite a lot of what he says there, in particular with regards to keeping the pressure on them. Again, when you're bottom of the league, you're under more pressure. You have to try and sort of use that as a negative against them, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. That's Inverness have got an ugly pressure. They've got a pressure. You know, they're down at the bottom of the league. They're fighting for everything. They don't want big gaps to open up. I think he touched on it. Their manager saying it's a must-win for them. So they'll be coming out trying to win this game. I don't know how they'll approach it, but yeah, we need to make sure we keep the pressure on them, press them high, and if we take our chances, I think the life will get sucked out of Inverness.
No doubts, as we all said, that last week was a sore one to take, and I know that speaking to some of the boys afterwards, and I'm sure the bus journey home would have been a pretty sombre one. But did you sense Tuesday morning when they were back in training that they were able to put it behind them and just get all the focus now back on the league business?
Yeah, that's what you always do. I've said it for years. You're disappointed for a good couple of days because the players let themselves down on Sunday. They know that they just didn't get the ball down at all. Didn't give the attacking players a chance to get anything going because we didn't keep the ball well enough. So the boys were disappointed, especially just the way we went out. Not many shots on target, if any. So yeah, a big chance to go to Hampden as well. So the players were disappointed with that, but you've got a new game coming up obviously today, and a chance to do something we've not done and finish in the top six, which would be a great year for the club. So the players need to make sure we put that disappointment of last Sunday behind us.
Well, still, although there's been sort of like gaps beginning to appear now, and the two at the bottom are getting a little bit adrift, but they're certainly not out of it.
Yeah.
But we're still in a situation where we're keeping one eye in that, but we're bizarrely still keeping an eye in Hearts and St Johnstone, who are the two directly ahead of us, because unlikely, but you never know.
Exactly. I was speaking to a few of the boys in there. I'm not sure how it works, Michael. Does fourth place get Europe if Celtic win the Scottish Cup?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Yes, but they have to win it.
Yeah, of course. Well, obviously they will be favourites for that. So you never know. We need to keep pushing hard. And it could turn into a magical season if we do end up getting that position, because it's only 6 points, I think. We've got a run of games, maybe two, three games now that are really winnable. So we can put ourselves in a great position to get that fourth place. But it all comes down to hard work and make sure we don't get too big for our boots and get ahead of ourselves and start thinking maybe we're better than what we are.
Absolutely. Are you ready, if we do get to Europe, to join me in the Kazakhstan press box to report live from that first game?
I'll be back by then, Michael. Come on.
You might be back, but you'll still be maybe in the bench. You're right. No, in all seriousness, is one of the biggest issues that we have today our own perhaps fear of being overconfident?
Yeah, complacency. It's complacency, and it sometimes can creep in. If you're doing really well in a run, it can creep in without you even realising it. You're just starting the game slack or whatever, and you just can't get out the rut. What I think Sunday might have done as a positive effect for us is give us a wee shock. We can't just turn up. We can't just turn up to games and think we're gonna create a lot of chances. We need to work for it. So hopefully Sunday provides us a wee shock, and we can play really well today.
Absolutely. I suspect we're going to be on the front foot for most of this game. Owen Fawn Williams is a goalkeeper that every time I watch him play against us, he's fantastic, and every time I watch him in the telly, he's horrendous. What's going on?
I didn't go up to the Inverness game up there, but I heard he was brilliant up there that day. So hopefully he's ran out his luck against Partick Thistle, and we scored a few by him.
Well, they say that as a commentator, you can say or do the wrong thing. Listen to this for a record.
Yep.
4 weeks ago, I chose my player. We have a player interview, and I chose Niall Keown. He got dropped. The following week, I did Stevie Lawless. He got dropped.
Can I interrupt you here? Tell me you didn't pick Christie.
I picked Christie.
Jesus, come on. Michael, I had a word with you last week about this. He's not picking these people.
Christie today. So we're going to catch up with Christie in just a second to get his views. We recorded it on Thursday, to be fair. We didn't know at the time what was going to be. So we're going to hear from Christie Elliott ahead of this afternoon's game, albeit he'll start from the bench. Christie, big game against Inverness, up and coming. And if we can get a victory in this one, I think we could
take a lot of the pressure off ourselves.
Yeah, as you say, it's a massive game. The 3 points is massive for ourselves, obviously stay in that top six now and keep that team at the bottom. As you say, our ambition is to finish in the top six now, and it's a massive game for to keep that push on and hopefully finish in the top six, yeah.
We couldn't probably ask for a better run of fixtures, albeit Rangers and Celtic away, but to have Ross County, Inverness and Motherwell as three home games, I think that's about three we could have just about hand chosen.
Yeah, definitely, it's three games we're going into, obviously looking for the 3 points in each game. That 9 points will be a massive 9 points come towards the end of the season now, but we're taking each game as it comes. Obviously Inverness is a massive game on Saturday, it's going to be a hard game, tough game, hopefully we can get a few early goals and push on from there.
Two previous games against Inverness, Christy, we've managed to keep two clean sheets against them. I think the first game, first 10-15 minutes they started well, but I think by and large we've been in control of their squad, and given the quality of Billy Mackay coming back into their team, we know what we've got to do.
Yeah, as you say, it's every game in this league is a really hard game, tough game. Played them twice prior, drew 0-0 up there, which I thought would create enough chances to win the game. As you say, obviously we're at home this game, so hopefully we can get a good start, get the fans behind, win, get the 3 points.
Now, there was a few sore-looking bodies after the game on Sunday, you being one of them. First of all, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's just my knee. I had a little collision on my knee, which it's a little bit bruised and stuff, but the ice will sort that out, and hopefully I'll be available for Saturday, yeah.
Absolutely, and it's good, and hopefully, you know, the manager will have plenty to choose from, because no matter what, we're in the middle of a very much a squad game, and everybody's got a part to play.
Yeah, definitely, as you say, the squad, yeah, is brilliant. We've got a big number here, which everyone's competing for positions now, which is good. It keeps everyone on the toes and stuff, and as you say, it might get rotated. You've just got to be ready, and if you get your chance, take it.
It's obviously the next stage, though, of Thistle's development is to finish in the top six. We've sort of 7th and 8th over the last 2 years, but top six would be huge.
Yeah, it's massive. I think every season we've got the ambition to finish in the top six, and we know we're more than good enough to finish in the top six. It's come to the end of last season where, unfortunately, we didn't get it, but this season I think we've got that chance now where we've got a lot of games which are in our favour, which we're going into very confident.
And I think the thing is, we deserve to be there, because I think we're better than the six teams that are below us.
Yeah, definitely. As you look at the football we play, the chances we create, unfortunately sometimes we don't take them, but as you say, football and wise, we're a very good team and we do deserve to finish in that top six.
So if involved today, it's going to be a case of a lot of running up and down that pitch, because I think the full-backs, stroke wing-backs are going to be very, very key.
Yeah, definitely. As you say, it just depends what formation we go for. We're all ready, we're all raring to go, the confidence is still there, and we're going to go into this game confident.
Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Next Thursday, Stuart, when I come in, I'll speak to you.
Speak to me. I'll tell you. I'll get inside knowledge.
Tell me who not to interview. Yeah, it's a game now that's just minutes away. You've been having a wee look at Inverness warming up. Are you getting any sort of clues as to the likely lineup formation?
Well, they've got five guys working together, and you know, they look all defenders. So you know, I did hear over the other side before I came over that it was going to be a back three with two wing backs, but I don't quite know who's going to play where. We're going to wait and see at the start of the game, Michael, and see where that thing's out. I think we know quite fairly well that Anya and Billy Mackay will be the strikers. You know, Paul Worth, Tansy and Vigers should be the three in the middle of the park. So it's just the other five that we don't quite know whereabouts they'll play, but it's really all down to us today and how we put a game on them.
Absolutely. So 4-2-3-1, as we've said, just a quick recap. Cherney in goal, Dumbaya and Booth will be the full-backs, Liam Lindsay at left centre-back, and Niall Keown at right centre-back. The two sitters, Adam Barton and Abdul Osman, and then Chris Erskine wide right, Stevie Lawless wide left, Ryan Edwards in the number 10 role, Chris Doolan up front. We never touched on the subs because we've got a new name on there for some of you. Mark Ridgers will be the sub goalie, David Amu, Christy Elliott, Adi Aziz, Kevin Nisbet, Andy McCarthy and young Mark Lamont, who's in the development squad. He's actually scored a wonderful goal on Tuesday against Dundee in their 3-0 victory. And fair play if there's a space to be filled. Good that the manager's going into that pool to try and bring another one on.
Why not, Michael? They're there to be picked on when, you know, the squad's a bit thin and there's a few injuries. So yeah, Lamont's a very tidy player, very good on the ball, and it's a great experience for him to even be in the squad today, and especially be on the bench, and he'll get to see what it's like to be a part of it. And who knows, if the team's doing really well, he might even get a wee debut.
Absolutely. I think, as I said, I've seen Mark, obviously we cover all the development games, and he's the kind of player, he may float in and out of games a wee bit, but he's got a wonderful strike on him. He scored a lot of goals, and not many of them are ordinary goals, to be fair. He's got a fine mighty shot on him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of quality. His business really well. As I said, could have picked a few others as well for the development squad. I think Neil McLaughlin's a bit unlucky not to get in as well. He's been every game I look at, he seems to score two.
He's got 20 this year.
Yeah, he's been magnificent, especially for his age. He's a great talent, but I'm sure his time will come.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the game then in itself. Is it going to be, as I said, Thistle offensively on top, Inverness trying to play counter-attack football, and meaning that concentration is going to be key as well today?
You'd like to think we'd have a lot of the ball. You'll dominate the possession and work for there. I don't think Inverness will be doing what they used to do in the previous years and maybe clip out for the back because you know, they're in dire need of points. And you know, it just puts pressure on themselves if they try and play it for the back and we'll squeeze them high. So I think Inverness will be playing some percentage football for the start and just try and get the ball at the park and see what happens up in their box.
And if we win,
yep,
are we saying relegation is done and dusted?
I need enough certainty. I think so. That would be what, 13 points from bottom.
Yeah.
11 from second bottom.
If Hamilton lose, yeah.
That's a lot of points to. You know, we'd need to have a collapse and they'd need to go on a great run, which I've not been on. So it'd be almost certain that, you don't want to say it because, you know, it happened to Hibs a couple of years back, you know, they went in a terrible run, but the way we've been playing this season, I just can't see us going in big losing streaks. So, yeah, if we win today, I think we can put the sort of relegation fear behind us and go and play with a freedom that, you know, who knows what could happen.
Absolutely. I still say, bizarrely, this little team, I think, is still underachieved this year because of the silly points we threw away. I think we are a very, very good side, and I think we deserve to be competing with the Hearts and the St Johnsons rather than the Motherwells and the Hamiltons and the Invernesses.
Yeah, we do. It's taken a few years to work to that. You know, hard work and scrapping down the bottom. The manager's, you know, brought in some great players. He's built a really good squad here. And it's just shown this year that even with so many disappointments at the start of the year, we're still in a fantastic position.
And of course, it's been done missing a couple of very key midfielders, and obviously Sean Welsh and Gary Fraser, but and yourself, of course. That was just a wee joke.
Yeah, listen,
that was a wee joke.
It was a year to the day on Sunday there, Michael, so I don't blame you for forgetting.
Oh, Stuart will not forget about you, that's for sure, believe me. So the players are just about ready to come out. We're going to sort of hand over. You'll give us an update on how things are going at half-time,
yep,
Stuart.
No problem.
So thanks for joining us just now. Enjoy the game, and hopefully a bit of celebrating to be done tonight.
Fingers crossed. All the best.